The next patient is George Cruz. The last name is C-R-U-Z, like in Zulu. First name, George. Number one. The patient has a chronic kidney disease, stage 2, at this present time. The serum creatinine is 0.87, the BUN is 8. The estimated eGFR is 95. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is around 200, which is pretty close to normal. He continues to have a trace of protein in the urine. This patient has a diagnosis of a primary membranous nephropathy that was treated with the administration of Cytoxan and steroids. The patient has been in remission for a long time. A following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes that is out of control. The patient is not taking any medication. The hemoglobin A1C that used to be 7% in January has increased to 9%. And we are going to start the patient on Janumet 5/500, one tablet PO daily, and if the blood sugar continues to be over 150, we are going to increase to 2 times a day, and he's going to need a close follow-up. Following number, the patient has proteinuria. This proteinuria has to be evaluated with albumin creatinine ratio, and that will be scheduled for the next appointment. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. This patient has had bypasses in the lower extremities, and he had infections in the surgery, and we were suspecting osteomyelitis, but all this situation has continued to get better. The patient has pain in the hips, especially when he walks. We know that he has a knee replacement, and he has maintained the peripheral vascular circulation open. He has been following the vascular surgeon. He is encouraged to go to the bone doctor in order to be evaluated for the hip. Following number is a hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is mixed. He has a slight hypertriglyceridemia related to the increase in the blood sugar. This patient is going to be seen in about 2.5 months with laboratory workup. We have an extension discussion regarding a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and a fluid restriction.